Okay. POL. We can have that table scene. We'll continue with that one now. Could be a bit hilarious, actually, because he has written, she brings them up point by point, stupid things he wrote, such as, and how about that tenderness coming out of your ears that you need so much and want to give so much? She says, ironically, he blushes. I didn't mean it that way. You think that if I wanted to impress a girl, I would start talking about tenderness coming out of my ears. Here, please. Tender, accept the tenderness from my ears, whatever. They were laughing, and well, what was that? That's the thing, that exactly how he said it. But I think that the healer. But then he thought, and I said, I think he could have expressed it in a little more elegant way, such as that I feel tenderness towards a certain person these days, and from wherever it comes out, I'd rather show it by stroking your cheek and your hair, speaking some comforting words, maybe a gentle kiss, if you so, or if she so pleases. But also, feeling pity for her when she's sick and suffering, trying to find the best TCM doctor and the whatever. And when she's got too much, by just leaving her alone in peace, knowing that I'm always available whenever she wants me. That's what I call tenderness. But that didn't really come through there, did it? Something like that.